Hey guys, it's Monday. We're in our last episode with Nikki Thompson, and she is a design build contractor. And we've talked all month long just about the different elements of designing and how that is an expression of beauty that the Lord has built into all of us to appreciate and to be attracted to. So Nikki, one kind of final last question here is, what are you working on now? Like, what gets you excited whenever you go to work?
Yeah. Well, my heart has always been with remodels.
Okay.
But here recently, I've struggled to find properties to flip. And so I've been doing a little bit more new construction, which I found, although it's not as exciting, you don't have that before and after.
Yeah.
My goodness, it's a lot easier. there's no surprises
when
you're building from scratch. And then the other thing that I have been fortunate to get to work on is B&Bs.
Okay. So that's kind of a new industry that's just blown up. So to me, that presents an interesting question and path to go down. So Airbnbs, people are coming to stay for a weekend or maybe a week or something like that. So why do you think people are drawn to B&Bs versus the hotel room?
Yeah, I think with a B&B, mainly you get a whole house. You get a whole space to yourself to spread out. And often for the same cost as
very
a hotel.
Similar, yeah.
Just a place that it's just you and your family.
Right. Okay, so let's think about the design element here. When we're talking about design in a B&B in a hotel room, two totally different, not just two totally different designs, but two totally different feelings that you get whenever you walk into one of those two places. Do you think that that has something to do with the explosion and rise in the popularity of B&Bs?
I do. I think, if anything, I think people are interested in having their own Airbnb.
Yeah.
Because it's an expression of creativity.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants, or a lot of people want, that opportunity to explore their creative side.
Yeah.
And I think an Airbnb is a great place to do that. Another thing that separates it from a hotel is the creativity.
Yeah.
You know, a hotel room is basically a cookie cutter version of the hotel room right next to it. Where with Airbnbs, I think you can be creative. You can be adventurous in your design. This is not designed for a long-term stay. It's for an experience.
Right. And so whenever I walk into a B&B, I learn something about whoever designed that room. When I walk into a hotel room, I don't learn anything. Mm-hmm. I can pretty much predict the type of artwork and stuff like that. When I go into a B&B, there is some texture, there is some depth, and I can learn something about whoever designed that place. Mm-hmm. And I can grow in appreciation for something maybe I didn't ever know about or appreciate before, whether it's a work of art that's on the wall or books on the bookshelf. And so to me, that's all, it is an adventure for not only the person that's designing, but for the person that's walking into it as well. And so, well, man, best of luck to you on continuing to find houses to flip, because I know
Thank
that's
you.
What you like
yes.
the before and after, but even in the industry of the B&B, I think that's very exciting for you. So here's the takeaway, and this is the thing that we're trying to get across in Day by Day Expressions is, your career, your work is an expression, no matter what it is, it's an expression of the DNA and the image of God in you. And it is to be excellent and it is to be beautiful. And so don't run away from that. Walk into it and embrace it. All right? Until next time on Day by Day Expressions.